You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
from every trash, TMT for short. Wonder if we best, what you people score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shot with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks at Rule 76.
And a good the Wednesday morning, September the 15th, 2021. The show, as you've fallen in love with over the last couple of years, couple of weeks, couple of months, all of it, DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN, taking you right till 8 o'clock. Oh, look who showed up for work on this lovely Wednesday. The very talented Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, David. Don't try to make up for yesterday. I listened to the show. I heard you and Carlin. I heard it.
We put on a show.
Oh, you put on more than a show. It was almost like you knew I was listening, just rubbing it in my face the entire time.
What? Why are you so sensitive?
Oh, Chris,
and
you're
everything?
Great today. We're really bonding today.
Well, I thought that Carlin put forth a very good effort yesterday. I can't give him credit. Why does that have anything? You say I'm sensitive. Why does the effort that Carlin put forth yesterday and the show that we put forth on Tuesday, September 14th, have any impact on your life or my feeling for you?
Well, because you know I'm sensitive. I may be more sensitive than you. Just fake it, at least. Pretend like you miss me.
But I did miss you.
I don't know. I question that. Well, I question
it. How?
Well, listen. You know what? I worked yesterday. I was in meetings all day. We talked about that before the show. But I will say, and you failed to mention this yesterday, I did actually win yesterday by not even doing the show.
All right.
I'm not sure if you remember why I won.
No, how did you win by not showing up for the show yesterday?
Santi, play my clip, would you please?
In fact, I'd be willing to do kind of a send a breakfast to your co-host's home on Tuesday morning with Baltimore laying 4 against the Raiders.
So you would lay the 4?
I would lay the 4. We can discuss this further.
No, no, I don't need to. Breakfast bet.
I doubt you pay it off.
What do you mean, don't I pay it off? Of course I'm going to pay it off. Yeah, done.
Okay.
Perfect.
Lock it in. We'll revisit that on Monday.
Lock it in. Lock the breakfast bet in.
Now, let's go Vegas. To your home. But I don't remember that being like finalized later on during the course of the show. We said we would discuss it at a future moment, and it never came back. Ever.
RJ, Raymond, did that sound like that bet was finalized?
The words "lock it in" were used.
Lock it in.
All right, I will send you a breakfast to your home. What are you looking for?
Oh, I got to decide. Yeah, I don't know. It could be bagels and some lox.
I mean,
cheese.
It is Yom Kippur.
Because I got a mango in my mouth.
So
I quit the mango. No mango. I quit the mango.
Bagels, lox, some sturgeon.
No sturgeon, tuna.
No,
white
fish salad, little multiple cream cheeses. I mean, you tell me.
Everything bagels.
Multiple cream
tuna.
Cheeses?
Oh. Since I didn't get lunch yesterday, somehow. Managed
well,
to
you, were at,
lunch
a, you were at a big fancy ESPN corporate meeting.
What's on a cookie?
Lunch?
Big meeting. 7:30 start, meetings all through the day.
7:30 start. So let me see if I have this right. 7:30 start in Chicago, right?
Chicago.
Yeah. So what time would that be actually in New York? A 7:30 start would be...
That's an 8:30 start here.
8:30 start here in beautiful New York. What time does our show end?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Mm. Interesting. So let me see if I have this straight. You were already in Chicago.
I was in Chicago, correct?
You could have maybe done the show from 5 to 8, and then shown up for the foodless hockey meeting.
No, I had some stuff going on before 7:30, prior to the start of the meeting. But I did. I mean, I texted you during the show. I did catch some of it with you just blatantly cheating on me. With,
so you slept
with
in heavy yesterday.
Set man.
Be honest. You slept in yesterday.
I did not sleep in. I have a hard time sleeping when I'm not home for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Really?
I got to go in and see if the other refrigerator in the garage is closed.
Like, you're in the hotel. You're walking down to the desk saying, like, excuse me, is the kitchen in good order?
Alarm, stove, refrigerator, freezer.
Yeah, I don't know that I can sleep until you let me know that the kitchen's in good order here at the hotel.
Is everything, are all burners shut off? Good, check. All right.
Yep, all right.
Freezer, good, okay.
Well, what's the ventilation system looking like? Can you give me a run through on that? Did they put
filters.
You up at a nice hotel at least?
Yeah, it was nice. Everything was top notch. It was great. We had a bunch of meetings going over, you know, everything. The entire crew pretty much was there. Meetings.
So who was
NHL.
There? Who did you talk to? Who did you hobnob with? Who were you... You know, sitting back and chatting with. Give us a little background into this big ESPN hockey meeting yesterday.
Well, I mean, I saw Chelios. Chris Chelios was there.
All
I talked
right.
to him.
Who you're tight with to begin with.
Yep. Mark Messier was there. I talked to him.
Oh, goodness.
Brian Boucher.
Okay.
Talked with him. Former Rager Ryan Callahan was there. I spoke, sat next to him.
Captain Cali, sure.
Sean McDonough.
Sean McDonough, our former weekly.
Friend of the show.
Gave us some love on Monday Night Football years back.
Actually,
yes.
How about this? He actually said to him, because I was talking to him about the Monday Night Football, and, you know, how's everything going? Great. Dave's good. Awesome. How do you like 5 a.m.? I was like, it's a little bit early, but we like it. And I said, Dave and I used to talk about it all the time. Your Monday Night Football, when you pulled out the swim noodles, and we're hitting Gruden with the swim noodles, that was one of our favorites.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that was pretty good. He's like, I got to be honest, though, that the appearances with you guys every Monday were some of the best times I had doing that job. I was like, really?
Really?
Like, yeah, I had a real good time on that show. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Really?
So that was good. Oh, yeah, he loved doing the hits.
Nice.
And then I saw Steve Levy showed up. He
Wait
took
a minute.
The red
Steve
eye back.
Levy, yeah, he did the Monday Night Football game.
Yep.
The four-hour Monday Night Football game. And then he showed up the meetings bright and early on Tuesday morning?
Bright and early, took the red eye.
Wow.
He was there. Barry Melrose was there. Saw Elko, Linda Cohen. She was there. It was
so
great,
how
man.
Many people asked for me?
The Dave Rothenberg stories did come out on the bus back to the airport to leave. There were some Dave Rothenberg stories that started floating around. Yeah,
really? Like
oh, yeah.
Who was? Oh, here's the dream music again. Now it makes a little more sense from yesterday. So who was Linda? Right, Linda bringing stuff up.
Linda asked about you.
Uh huh.
I told leave. Levy said, you know, asked the same question, like, how's the show going? I said, the show's great, and me and Dave. And I told him about when you left your family for the 2 days during the regular season game. He was dying laughing.
But why? See, what you do is set me up to make me look ridiculous. It's not like Steve Levy, who I don't even know if he knows who I am, said, tell me about Rothenberg's embarrassing stories. He said, how's the show going? You're going, oh, great. Want to hear a great story from years ago when my co-host left his family? You made me look bad intentionally.
No, I did not. He asked me questions about Dave Rothenberg.
Keeping your head above water.
You made yourself look like that. You tell these stories. He asked me about you. And I try to give him a picture of what I'm working with.
Right.
And then I also sprinkled in the fact that you were at RJ's wedding and you spent an hour and a half in the kitchen watching.
Oh, stop. It was a little bit of time during the appetizer hour. It was nothing.
Let's hear from Dave Rothenberg.
Oh
why?
See, that's your guy.
No, that's supposed to be your guy. Well, actually, yeah, we did. Kay?
Kay's
wedding.
Not my guy. Please, you guys have this bizarre love affair. All right, so Linda asked for me. Levy asked for me. Did Messier ask for me?
Messier did not. McDonough asked for you, so that's three.
Okay.
None of the big bosses. Norby didn't ask for you.
No?
No. No. Gary Bettman didn't ask for you.
Gary
but
Bettman
that's pretty
was
good,
there.
Though. Yeah, Bettman came. They did a presentation.
Wow.
Got a little heated. They showed a clip that they tried to quiz us on the rules, and they showed us a clip. What do you think this is going to be? And it was goalie interference. So do you think it was goalie interference, no goal? Or was it a goal? And of course, former goalie. So that's got to be goalie interference. Nope, not goalie interference.
Of course, you took that tact. Did they use your
headshot? Goalie interference.
Where you looked homeless?
Did I look homeless?
No, did they use the headshot of you, you know, where,
no.
Where you don't look well?
I think we're past that. They actually
you think
had hair.
So?
How about this? This was not scoping in a closet. This was like the real deal. Hair and makeup.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So they this made you look serious. Beautiful.
I hope so. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to see the pictures, but I hope so.
Yeah, but those will never come to light. Like, the ones I hope that we continue to use are the one where you look just horrendous.
Yeah, they put that up on the screen, too. Like, oh, and here's the team. And it's like everyone has a nice headshot. It's like me in a denim shirt where I look like I spackled my hair on.
Oh my goodness. Wonderful. Well, I'm glad you did well. I'm glad you're excited. So let me ask you this before we get to the Yankees, who had a nice tidy win yesterday, the Mets, who had another one of their Mets kind of wins. What is your exact role on the hockey coverage? Do we know? Has that been defined?
Oh,
it has. I'm
a pain
in
the ass.
I'm a pain in the ass. I'm a studio analyst.
Okay.
So we'll start doing games here, obviously, when the season starts. And we got a bunch on ESPN+. Plus. We got some exclusives too, that we'll have on ESPN+. Plus. Most of
so
our
you're
national...
Not gonna be, you're not going to be calling games. You're not going to be traveling around to different locations.
Bristol.
Right, but you're going to be studio analyst, where they send it back to you guys, and it's you and a cast of different people who are breaking down the action that we're seeing from the games.
Yeah, beautiful new studio, too. Beautiful.
Yeah?
Oh, they showed
us a picture. So how's this going to work now? You're going to be traveling up to Bristol and then staying there after your night?
No, I think I'll come back. And do the
show. So there's going to be nights of no sleep for you.
Nights of no sleep. It looks like potentially my first game could be on a Friday, though, which is nice.
Which is great, but I mean, there are going to be weeknight games.
Yes.
And on those weeknight games, you will be arriving back at home at, I mean, like late show, 2:30 in the morning?
Probably, yeah.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Yep.
Right down into the home studio, and away we go on DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Yeah. This is Ray Santiago territory. Santi don't sleep during the hockey season either.
No.
Two of the four of us, no sleep. I didn't get back from Chicago till I got in my house like 11:30 last night? Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it was tough, too.
Did you avoid the Mets game, at least?
No. Oh. Watched the entire Mets game, which was nice. It was beautiful, is what it is. Another one-run loss.
Yeah, these are great. Yeah, these are great. Mets
old
are disaster.
Double play.
Oh, God.
The old 10th inning double play.
Didn't you know it? Like, you knew it.
Now, there's a lot of things I know, and the one thing I know for sure is that Luis Rojas is not going to be the manager of this team next year.
That's dreadful. Not
going to happen.
He has no pulse of a team, no pulse of this team whatsoever.
Well, I don't even know if it's him. I mean, his post-game, some of the stuff he says, it's almost like he's like blink twice if you need help. It's almost
like he's being held against his will. I'm surprised he doesn't go up to the podium with like the New York Times where he can prove what date today is.
Well, I don't know exactly who it is.
It's like he's just trying to throw you breadcrumbs as to like why these decisions are being made, and it has nothing to do with him. Like, I know you're going to kill me, but it's not me that are making these decisions. Like, there was no reason. I get it. You're trying to protect Stroman. For what reason at this point?
Why? And here's the thing that upsets me. All right, we'll get to the Yankees in a minute, and the phone lines is always open, 800-919-3776. Is that, and they kept saying it on the broadcast last night, because Philly lost and Atlanta lost, and if you won, St. Louis would have lost and Cincinnati lost. Like, it was the perfect storm of these teams losing. And if you would have won last night, and again, I don't think the Mets are going to the playoffs, even if they would have won last night, but you can't argue with the fact, Rick, if you would have won last night, you're 2.5 games out of the wild card. 2.5.
You blew it!
And you play Philadelphia this weekend. So you start to think about that, and you had so many chances to win, and in typical Mets fashion, you just can't get it done. What are you saving Stroman for? And it's not even like he's part of your future right now. There's a decent chance that he's gone at the end of the year anyway.
No, he's had a great season. And I mean, he actually credited Rojas after the game. I mean, he didn't pitch at all last year, and what he's been able to do. I mean, this season has been great. But I mean, when you look at what we have left and how important that game was, that's a pivotal game last night. He threw 11 pitches in the sixth inning, 89 for the game. And they've done a great job with him. But I'd say the same thing about Loop, too. Like, you bring in Loop, he throws 7 pitches. 7.
Well, they did the same thing the other night. I forget who it was
rushing to get to Familia? For what reason? Why are we rushing to get to Familia?
I mean, Familia stinks. Can we be fair? They should have never brought him back. It makes me angry every time. Every time Familia, Diaz, one of these guys has one of these moments, I just get unfairly incensed at Brody Van Wagenen.
Every single time.
It'll probably happen forever.
And then he unloads his bullpen. And, I mean, you get to, you hold, I mean, you hold them in the 10th. So you have a chance to win the game in the 10th. You got that stupid double play. And now all of a sudden you bring in Reed, who hasn't pitched in 4 weeks. Hadn't pitched in 4 weeks.
Yeah, no, I know.
Let's bring him in.
But the second St. Louis turned that double play, you knew the game was over.
Oh, of course.
It was signed, sealed.
You can't miss that opportunity. I mean, that's the team very rarely. They don't score in the 10th. You got to find a way to get home at least one run. And then, for some reason, you got, let's have Almora hit instead of Guillorme. Because Almora's had a really good offensive season.
Yeah,
I don't care what side of the plate he hits from. If it's left, right, whatever it is. He's 118 right now. He's not a good hitter. And oh, by the way, Guillorme against lefties, I know he's a left-handed hitter, is batting .276.
I give up. But you,
I give
but
up.
You know.
I don't know what to do at
what
this
What do you
point.
Mean, what to do?
Because for some reason, I can't quit them. They drive me crazy.
Well, you shouldn't quit
they
them.
They frustrate the hell out of me, but I can't. Like, for example, with the Giants, and they got a huge game tomorrow. I'm hoping they win just to save you.
Well, can you not agree that if the Giants lose tomorrow, there's very little of any chance that they're going to go anywhere this year?
No, I can't agree with that. No, because they can bounce back and beat Atlanta.
And be 1-2 and then into what? Into Kansas City? Uh-oh.
Yeah, but you got to remember too, right, and I don't want to get too deep into this because I want to finish talking about baseball, I get what you're saying, 0-2 as far as chances of making the playoffs, not great. I get it. But I would imagine, as bad as week one looked, both sides of the ball, as Saquon Barkley starts to get a little bit healthier, Galladay gets incorporated into the offense, you'll get Ingram back. It should get better. I know it's daunting. The beginning of the schedule is daunting, but it will lighten up. I'm not ready to quit on the team in week two.
All right. Well, then you stay loyal to the Giants because if they lose.
I'm not going to stay loyal to the Giants. I could care less. I need the Giants to win to save you because I can't get apathetic about my Mets. Like you got with your Giants. I can't do it.
Well, there's a difference between being apathetic and being realistic. And if you're going to sit there and bang your head against the wall game after game after game where the Mets just find, I mean, they lose the same way all the time. I don't think the manager is very good. I think the bullpen is mediocre at best, and they're not a very good baseball team. And if that's going to upset you all the time, then that's crazy. At some point, you have to realize they're just not good. They're just not good. All right, we'll get more Mets. Get into the Yankees. Nice, easy win last night. 17 games to play. They're right there with Toronto, who lost, Boston, who won. 800-919-3776. Rick is back. He had photos. He feels good. He embarrassed me at the national stage. Everything is great. Everything is great.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
You are someone that uses Twitter. You have a Twitter account, right?
Yeah.
Do they know at ESPN that you have one?
Probably not, no.
Because I guess probably our social media director, right? Jeff Scopin.
Scopey, yep.
Yep, sends out a timed tweet because I don't think he would be up at 5:15 in the morning, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's live. Maybe it's time. But whatever, regardless. Says, make sure you tune in to Rick DiPietro and at Rothenberg ESPN for a chance to win Dirk Bentley tickets.
Yeah, well played by them. Well played. Well done. I'm looking at one that does have my Twitter on one of them. I was going to ask you, should I change it at a certain point? Like just put my name as the Twitter?
So what are you, at HDumpty39?
Yeah.
Yes, you should change it.
You think I should change it?
Well, I think that HDumpty is now kind of dying away, right? You don't want that to be. I mean, you're a big-time guy now.
Oh,
right?
I
you're hobnobbing with Messier and Chelios and Levy and Linda Cohn. I think it's and that would be my thought. RJ, would you agree it's time to bury HDumpty?
I think it's time.
Yeah.
I think it's time.
It's time. Let's let it go. Do you want to, like, we could have a memorial or something if you'd like.
I'll let you do that. I mean, RJ would let you marry him. I would let you do that. Preside.
You would let me lead we say goodbye to H. Dumpty?
Yeah, I would let you do that.
Yeah, because you're a pro's pro. Like, clearly, if there was a stock up, stock down segment on the show, you'd be stock up.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I appreciate it.
Oh, I do. I mean, please, they bring you into this big, beautiful room. They say photos, hair, makeup, let's get it all done. I think as they were taking these shots, it was slowly killing H. Dumpty.
Yeah, but I think I think my people, my guys, my Lonnie, Pedro, I think they like At Age Dumpty. I think they like it.
They might like it. And I'm not saying it didn't serve its purpose. It was great for a time. That time is now done. And also, I think you need to update the Twitter bio. The official account of Rick DiPietro, correct. New York Islander for life, great. Proud member of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg on ESPN Radio. Well, you know, that's not the case anymore. Let's update
this,
baby.
But that's... Come on, man.
I understand it won't be easy to do,
it's
but
not easy.
Saying goodbye to H. Dumpty, something that has to be done. Saying goodbye to Chris doesn't mean that Chris is now dead to you at all. But you need to do that. Maybe updating your Twitter bio with, oh, by the way, I'm now a big deal on ESPN's hockey coverage. Let's get that involved. Let's have a new and improved. They took photos yesterday?
They took photos yesterday. Oh, yeah.
You know what? Let's change all of it.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
You don't want to be the old H. Dumpty. There's a new, improved Rick DiPietro on the horizon.
Yeah, I think you should change the name, too. Go from DPA, just go DiPietro. It's DiPietro. Gamer and DiPietro, and...
Yeah. You should have stood up there yesterday with Gary Bettman, everyone, and said, all right, listen, I'd like to make an announcement. I am no longer Rick DiPietro. I am currently and moving forward and forever now Rick
Kulani
DiPietro.
Kulani Sutaki. I spoke with Travis Kels, and I, too, will be making a name change.
Yes.
Please call me...
You guys can do it together.
Dickie DiPietro.
I don't think you want
don't
to do that.
Don't be a Rick.
Yeah, Rick DiPietro.
It feels
Rick
like
DiPietro
a natural transition, though. I mean, you go from, I was Ricky to Rick, and now I'll transition as I get older.
You're going to transition as you get older.
That didn't come out right. Yeah, my name. Oh. I'm going to transition my name. You're a bad guy. You're all a right. bad guy. See what
how
you
am
did.
I a bad guy?
I see what you did.
You're sitting right there on that. The bus. Can I? How about this Rothenberg story, everybody? Hey, commissioner, gather around. Mess, listen to this one. And then he left his house. And then he pushed a treadmill right through the window and blamed it on the cleaning woman. How about that?
Smashed the treadmill through the blind, through the window.
Yeah, but they love the stories, though, man. I can't keep these stories. You know what? Listen, you've known me long enough. My goal when I get in those situations is to make people laugh. I don't think they think less of you. I just
so at my expense. Like it's not like you're telling stories about. And then I traveled to Cape Cod for lobster roll for my wife and drove all the way back. You're not telling that.
No, absolutely.
No.
That's troubling. That's not funny.
Well, I think there's comedy there. Any kind of lunatic would
do that.
Well,
but you got to understand one thing. Why do people? You call them minions, which is so disrespectful. But why do all these people love Dave Rothenberg? Why, when I listen on Saturday, are the phones jam-packed with Stump Rothenberg?
By the way, speaking of Stump Rothenberg, this morning, 6:45. Continue.
Can't wait. Cannot wait for it. But this is why the people love you. And I want Steve Levy to love you.
I'm a man of the people.
I want Sean McDonough to love you. I want Mess to love you. So I got to tell them the stories.
And you think the stories are endearing? Because I find that you probably tell them in an embarrassing fashion.
I did not. When they ask me, how's the show going? And I say, it's fantastic. I love our producers. I love my co-host.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. So who's the co-host? It's Dave Rothenberg. Well, what does Dave do? Well, Dave he's a radio guy. Pound for pound, one of the best in the business.
Thank you. So why do you have to go beyond that?
Because they want to know. They want more. They want to know sports-wise, what is he all about? You're not a former athlete. I'm not going to bring up that you smashed a kid in the face with a tennis racket at 8 years old.
I'm surprised you didn't bring that up.
Or that you love boating, or that you think you can sing. I'm not going to bring any of that up.
Good times! That could be worse than the other one.
Oh,
keeping your head
better.
Above water.
Oh, that's the best. I don't care. What that one right
good
there is the
times.
Best.
Good times! I don't know.
No, here's what it is. That second one is definitely worse, but I don't think it's as funny as keeping your head above water.
Keeping your head above water.
Good times! I mean, listen. Had there never been a keeping your head above water, good times would throw you. It would make your day.
Everybody!
That one's good, too. You singing in general makes me laugh.
Yes. I understand why.
Well, by the way, so you'll like this. So when I texted you yesterday, so I tried to rush down to the – I didn't have much time, so I tried to get into the gym for at least a couple minutes. So I actually – I mean, the gym started to – it was a nice gym, like started to fill up a little bit. I audibly laughed when you started playing the clips of your singing for Carlin. And people were looking at me like, what is wrong with this
dude? So you're like on the treadmill and you're giggling to yourself.
No, it wasn't giggling. Like I couldn't control myself. Like I actually like started to like almost belly laugh.
Really?
And people looked at me like, I don't know if they could see. They could see I had my earbuds in. I just had my one earbud in. And I just started laughing and people were looking at me like, what is wrong with this dude?
So they thought, yeah, because like the person you pass on the street who's on the phone and you're not sure if they're on the phone and you think to yourself, they could be having a conversation with a sister or they could be legitimately crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Everyone does that.
Yeah, and you never know.
No, you never know. It's almost like you want to ask, like, are you talking to me? Did you ask me a question?
Yeah. Excuse me?
Excuse me, what? Was that me? No, I don't. No, I avoid that. Yeah. I don't understand why people still wear sandals in the airport.
That's disgusting.
You know you're going to have to take them off. Well, like, why do you want to walk around the floor
barefoot at the airport? No.
And then I felt bad. I'm sitting there on the plane, and then some poor dad comes rolling it. And you've been – anyone that has kids that's traveled on a plane with kids has been through this. They have one infant who's in a stroller, obviously. They have one that's probably, I don't know, two years old. His wife is pregnant, and it's just – it's mayhem for this poor guy. He's got like – he's got a backpack on his chest. He's got a backpack on his back. He's holding the one bag in his hand. He's trying to push the other one. The two-year-old's running around with one shoe on. It was
that poor that's guy. Fatherhood right
this
there.
Poor guy. He was dripping sweat.
Oh yeah, he probably has like drool all over his shirt. Yep.
And he missed. And the poor guy missed the early boarding too. So now he's stuck in the aisle. With all this stuff, trying to balance it, making sure it doesn't fall on people. I was like, oh, my God.
It's the best thing about having little kids, the early boarding. How do you miss that?
He missed it, and then they wouldn't let him go because a line already started to form, and then this poor guy coming in, and it was just, I felt so bad.
You should have helped him. You want me to hold the kid?
Excuse me. No, I asked him.
Can I hold you a child for you? I am Rick DiPietro.
Do you need some help? And he's like, no, dude. Like, I'm just going to battle through this one. Like, the seat's just a couple away.
Good for him. Good for him.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
So I read the this tease for Jets tickets. And then later on in the 7 o'clock hour, when we would have the Jets giveaway, he had the very same tease in there. And I read the tease again.
I do remember that, yeah.
But because I'm so aware, I picked up on it and I stopped and I said, wait a minute, something's not right here. And we corrected it on the spot.
On the spot, of course.
So I knew you'd bring this up. But I did. And listen, I take full responsibility for what happened.
No, because then I got Carl being like, oh, you're like Ron Burgundy. Yeah. I mean, the wrong copy was in my sheet.
You know how many shows he worked yesterday? Like four.
No.
But something like that. He was all over. Anyways.
It's too bad doing shows doesn't burn calories.
He's
like Karen Carpenter by the end of yesterday.
But here's my issue. You could have read that before. You could have caught that. Now it's on me, but I also think you play a small part. You could have caught that before.
All right, let's break down percentage of the entire pie, the 100%.
It's like 80-20, 90-10.
No, stop.
But still.
It is not. You send those reads out so early in the morning. That is, at the very least, it's 60. It's 60. You 40 Dave.
I'll take that.
Take it.
I'll take it.
I will take that.
I'm getting 40% blame for
40%.
Being set up to fail.
No, because you like to set him up to fail. Could you imagine if Dave?
How did I set him up?
Could you imagine? Because you brought it up on the air. You're supposed to read these things. When he sends me the reads, I read them, make sure they're right.
How many do you have?
I have four reads today.
Oh, four. I hang on. Let me 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 14, 17, 19, 23, 25, 27 reads. 27 reads. You want me to sit here and with a fine-tooth comb go through every read that we have
Don't
on the show?
Most romantic day of the year, head to 100 flowers. Shut up, really.
You're and the in every host, relationship, there's the a short money. List of forgivable offenses. That's what we'll do.
Jan
Blachowicz. No. Jan Blachowicz.
You like to air poor RJ and Ray out on the air. That's what you like to do. That's who you
I are. Like for the people, for the listeners, for the fans of the show to know exactly what's going on.
Could you imagine if he was the manager of the Mets for a quick second? Like, replace Luis Rojas with Dave Rothenberg. How quickly he would get fired.
Well, I don't know exactly who it is.
No, I'm going to point the finger. I didn't want to bring in Familia in this situation. They
you.
Me. You're a loser.
So, Dave, Aaron Loop threw seven pitches. Why in a rush to get to Familia? Listen,
it's
I would have kept Aaron.
It's uneducated, it's ignorant, and it's dumb.
I would have kept Aaron in. It's not up to me. That's Sandy Goss.
That's right.
Would you like to see the text message?
I'll read it for you. That's right. 547. Why can't we throw Loop a second inning? Sorry, can't do it. That's not on me. Listen, I make mistakes. I'm not perfect. And when I make mistakes, I own them. But RJ sending me bad reads, that's not on me. Here is Steve Nash on the Game 5. Is a great opportunity. Was a great job. A phenomenal job. That's the wrong day. So that's that. We're not going to play that.
Great.
Did you see me buying time there, though?
Oh,
a great job. A wonderful opportunity. A phenomenal opportunity. I was looking. I was like, where's the sound? Where'd it go? No, it's not there. He has a partially torn UCLA. Plus,
I'll tell you what.
Get above 500 and keep their hope of... This is a terribly written tease.
I'll tell you what.
That wasn't even on air.
Lord Mike Grosso. Everything's on air. Lord Mike Grosso makes an unbelievable point. Like, the more of these that keep happening, and it's almost like every single day another gem happens, well, you're going to have your own bracket. Drop Madness.
No, they wouldn't. They would never.
No, I don't know how you don't.
Because they wouldn't. Because I think that they wouldn't want to have real competition.
Well, somebody has to compete. I mean, Don walks to a championship every single year.
I got to tell you, and maybe I'm biased because it's me and it's our show. I would put keeping your head above water and counter up with anything.
Keeping your head above water.
Keeping your head above water is a guaranteed number one seed. That I see going straight. This isn't like Virginia number one seed. This is straight
like 54 points in half court offense. That's like fast break up and down the court.
Yeah, this is like that drop is like watching the Kansas City Chiefs offense compared to the New York Giants offense.
Why?
Like a different sport.
Why?
Like, what are the Giants playing? Is that rugby? What kind of football are we watching? Is that American football? I don't understand what's happening.
No, it's pathetic football is what it is.
What are we doing now? What kind of plays are we running here? That red zone, those four plays in the red zone. Those were beauties, four plays.
Those you get in once, and that's the red zone offense that you have. All right, we will get to the Giants. I made a proclamation to the guys off the air, and Santiago was like turned his nose up that I said this. I will tell you this in the 6 o'clock hour. Let's get to the Yankees for a couple minutes. 800-919-3776. What it should be. Gerrit Cole on the mound, easy, no sweat, calm, over early, just what the doctor ordered last night for the New York Yankees.
Yeah, they need more of those, especially with their bullpen right now. And that was a gritty performance. I know we didn't give you length, but, I mean, he's coming off that hamstring, had a rough first inning. And, I mean, that's really the inning he struggles with is that first inning. Got through it, but, I mean, five home runs, Judge another home run. I heard you guys yesterday talking about Judge. I agree with you. Like, this is the time. Like, if he's serious about how much he loves New York, and New York has, you know, it's where I want to be. It's my heart's in New York. Like, this would be the time to do something if you're going to do something.
Well, how could you trade Judge? The guy is your best player. When he's healthy,
but what are you going to do? You're all in. But you've already made commitments to Cole.
Right.
You made a commitment to LeMahieu. Boston admitted
we're going to take a huge step back before we take a step forward, right? The Yankees can't say we're gonna take a step back before we take a step forward. This is supposed to be the dream era for the Yankees right now.
Yeah, they made a substantial offer to Mookie Betts, and he said no, which is exactly what you're supposed to. What is it going to cost us to keep you? And they made an offer. He said no, I'll wait. That's not enough money. And they said, well, we can't afford that. Like, it's not going to be worth it. So they made a deal. And on top of that, I mean, they got rid of David Price, which was something they were trying to do. I mean, unless you're unloading another big contract with Judge, I mean, you're trying to win right now. Yankees fans want a World Series. He's a piece of your trying to win a championship. Dave, he is your captain.
If he stays healthy, he's clearly your best player.
It's not even a question.
It's not even close. Like, you could ask someone that doesn't even watch the team closely and say, who's the best player on this Yankees team? It is every single day Aaron Judge. When he's healthy, he's a phenom.
Well, think about this too, though. I mean, the real concern when you're talking about, you know, what do we do with Aaron Judge is obviously his age, his inability to stay healthy, and it's, you know, will he turn into a Stanton where, you know, he's going to be exclusively a DH at some point, and you can't have two of those guys. Well, the promising thing this season is that Stanton clearly is a better player when he plays the field, and he stayed healthy playing the field. So that's a huge step in the right direction. Because that outfield with Stanton in it, he's a much better hitter when he's playing the field. He's more engaged.
He's also a great defensive player.
Stanton?
Oh, no.
Judges.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, Stanton now can play yes. the outfield.
Yes.
So you can, it frees up the DH. But the other concern was, okay, well, what are we going to do? At some point, we're going to have to extend Gleyber. At some point, we're going to have to spend a bunch of money on Gary Sanchez. Well, I mean, you had to move Gleyber from shortstop to second base. Right? Like, the trajectory of Gleyber Torres is completely changed. Completely changed.
Well, there's no way you're breaking the bank with Gleyber Torres.
No.
Or Gary Sanchez.
No, exactly right. Unless all of a sudden Gleyber going back to second, it unlocks him mentally. He turns back into the guy we saw in 2019, which is obviously the hope. That's the hope. But, I mean, Stanton, Judge is your captain. That's the bottom line. And if you want to save yourself some money, it would be something that I would try to get done this
Well, why would you
this
not?
Offseason.
I mean, really, what is the downside? He's your best player. He's carrying the team at the moment. He's still in the prime of his career. Unless you are of the mindset that there is just no way that this guy stays healthy for the long, like, no chance. How can you be the Yankees? How can you be one of the big market teams who spends as much money as anybody and say, you know what, we're going to move on from our star player? You can't do that.
Well, it depends on what, I mean, here's the two schools of thought would be, you want to capitalize on this season because there is the fear that he'll break down because he has a hard time staying healthy. This year he stayed healthy and he's turned back into one of the best players in baseball. I mean, that's 4 home runs in 4 games. And you're right. He's carried this team. Like
I just don't know how the Yankees trade Aaron Judge.
It would depend on what you're getting back. And does what I get back help me to take the step I need to try to win a World Series? That's the question you have to ask yourself. How much is it going to cost me? I mean, the reason why I would say get it done now is if I'm Aaron Judge and I want to be a New York Yankee and I'm having a season where, I mean, if it wasn't for Ohtani, you know, Vlad Guerrero, like he would be right there as far as MVP conversation was concerned. Like, wouldn't you, and you stayed healthy, you answered that question. Like, for me, I'm Aaron Judge, I'm telling my agent, let's capitalize on this now.
Of course, you have to. I want to get this deal done now. I'm having a phenomenal season. I've been healthy all year. I play a gold glove right field. I have a cannon for an arm, right? I've had big hit after big hit. Do you remember when we were doing the K show?
Yes.
And the guy called and he was like, boy, Aaron Judge hasn't had a big hit all year and he's this for the... All the guy does is have big hit after big hit.
Yeah, I mean, he can play center field now. I mean, the guy is... He's easily your best player. I don't even think it's a question. He's the face of your team. He's one of the faces of baseball. A part of the seminar we did yesterday, too, they were showing us... You know, the big thing with the NHL is, you know, we got to create stars is what you got to try to do. Like Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews, like you name it, we're trying to create stars. And then they showed, like, stars in sports and what they do for ratings. And guess whose face popped up on those charts? Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's one of the faces of baseball. And you have him on your team. And all these Yankees fans that complain about, well, you know, how come we don't have any great homegrown talent? Well, guess who's a great homegrown talent? Aaron Judge. So I just, if you're going to save yourself money, this would be the offseason to do it.
I think it's got to get done.
I mean, let's face it. This team could look completely different next year.
They could.
Completely different.
They got to add pitching to this team, too. Now, we'll see what happens long-term with Herman and what Severino is. But, you know, the bullpen is not as great as we thought. You're not going to have Zach Britton. So, yeah, and this could be. We'll see what happens with Gleyber Torres and Gary Sanchez. And you're right. If they keep Rizzo or not, if they trade Luke Voit, if they do keep Rizzo, like, you're right, this could be a very different looking Yankees team. And the expectation this year, Rick, was they were gonna go to the World Series. Like, there's not a prognosticator out there that looked at this Yankees team and said they are not good enough and shouldn't go to the World Series. Well, you know what? As bad as this season has been, and it's been up and down to say the least, they still have a chance to make a run in the postseason. Whether you believe that they will or not, they're still in position where they could do that. Go find a way now if you're the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what you would hope if you're a Yankee fan. I mean, we talked about this. I mean, roller coaster is the right word to describe this team. It's a lot of ups and downs, and you were just hoping after this recent slide, after the 13-game winning streak, is that they would get hot again. And the schedule lined up where they played a couple bad teams they could take advantage of, and they take care of business. I mean, this is what they need right now at the moment is a game like last night. Get an early lead. Cole pitches pretty well.
Yeah, you coast to the win.
You can coast a little bit.
Yep, a non-issue. And then tonight you have Cortez against Means, who's clearly the best starter on Baltimore. But again, I don't want to hear any, well, we won 2 out of 3. You got to sweep Baltimore.
You have to.
You have to.
Well, yeah, especially when you look at what the Red Sox have coming up, too. They got the Mariners. They'll have the Mariners today.
And then what do they have, the A's after?
No, they got the Orioles.
Oh, ugh.
They got the Orioles, and then
and the Yankees play the Red Sox in Boston for 3.
And we'll come together. We'll all come together as New York baseball fans when the Red Sox play the Mets. So they got Orioles, Mets for 2, Yankees for 3. They finish off the season with 3 against the Orioles. So they got the Orioles 6 more times.
Ugh. And this is it for the Yankees, right? Just 2 more.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was one. I mean, that's one of the things too that's been holding the Yankees back this whole season is not taking advantage of the Orioles, and they usually beat up on the Orioles. Tampa's 18-1 against the Orioles.
It really is incredible. 98.7 ESPN giving away up to $2,000 every week this football season with the Pigskin Payout. Your faith in Gangrene and Big Blue is your ticket to cash in, so get your bets ready. Be listening in the 7 o'clock hour today for your chance to win. We're raising the stakes with DiPietro and Rothenberg and the Michael Kay Show only on 98.7 ESPN, your home for football. We'll do that same tease read later in the 7 o'clock hour.
7 o'clock hour. No, we won't do the same read. RJ's going to fix the problem because that's what he does. RJ is like the Mac Jones of producers.
What does that mean?
Does not make the same mistake twice.
Oh, really?
Except if it's after his bachelor party. We had a couple days there where he was a little bit banged up.
Well, he was sleepless.
Sleepless. Still, I mean, he's probably still heavily lubed up.
He does a great job, though. Really, he is one of my favorite people to walk the planet. But he makes mistakes, and
I'll tell you what,
call him out on those mistakes.
Dave, I'll tell you what. RJ, for a little nugget, can smash Bud Lights.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Smash them. I mean, I guess as a Sabres fan, that's what you got to do to keep yourself right.
Yeah, was that at the seminar?
We actually spoke about that. Does anyone know any Buffalo Sabres fans? As a matter of fact,
I do.
Have
they given up? Yeah, as a matter of fact, they have.
Well, it's when you guys were describing what it's like to be a Mets fan, when you say you hate your team. I know exactly what you mean. You love them, but you hate them.
I absolutely hate the Mets. Let's go to Dino in the Bronx. Good morning, Dino. You're up on 98.7 ESPN, buddy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good.
I'm doing fantastic, Dino.
I'm doing well also.
Yeah, we miss you, Rick. I don't know where you've been at, man. You're in Chicago. At least you're back now.
They pulled me away from the show, Dino.
He took a day.
I did not
Dino.
Take a day. I would have much rather do the show than do what I had to do. I had to fly. I had to take the tram last night at 11 o'clock. It was too much.
Tram?
Yeah, they dropped me off at the Rock. I parked at the one terminal, and then for some reason we landed at a different terminal last night. So I had to go down. I had to come back up and take the tram. I had to do Uber. It's too much.
Oh, that's a lot. But my point is that Dino makes it sound like you've been gone for months. I've missed you. You were gone for one day.
Yeah, but that's because Dino loves me. You know how
he does.
Like if your wife leaves for the day, it's like you feel like she's been gone for a month. That's how I felt.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And you know that I think the guys are great back in the studio. Why do we cut the callers off before
Santiago. It's because he's a Cowboy fan. He's on edge. I don't know how to describe it to you. I can't even tell you. The guy he's got a trigger finger. It's too happy.
But the guy said, like, good morning, guys. I missed Rick. We were going to spend a moment discussing about you being gone and then get to him on his Yankees point, which I know is really good. And
you guys were having a whole separate conversation and leaving him there.
Yeah, Dino was just hanging out.
He was hanging out. We were going to bring him back and get his Yankees point.
Dino, call back, please. Dino, call back.
You know what? I'm just going to blame both of you on that one.
No.
Not even going to blame Dino.
How is it our fault? I will not even blame Dino. You do this, and this is not a one-time occurrence. You consistently hang up on the callers immediately.
My leash is short. What can I say?
Immediately.
But again, this one's on you because you were having a whole conversation.
I don't think so.
Must be done with Dino.
I don't know why you would make that assumption.
You know what happens when you assume, Santiago.
Yeah.
I'm assuming nothing. You had a whole separate side conversation.
And you did the same thing the other day.
With who?
I'll tell you what. Yeah, one of the reasons why I couldn't sleep last night, by the way, too, and I blame you, is that for some reason you felt it a good idea to get Carlin into talking about wearing a see-through white linen shirt.
I didn't bring that up. Oh, he brought that up.
Ugh. I almost threw up. He's lucky
really?
Greenpeace didn't try to roll him back into the ocean.
Oh, geez. Don't be so mean.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.